Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on PGN, March 21st, 2023. I hope everyone is having a good week. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Good to be here. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to praying. And looking forward to this evening because I definitely want to pray for those that have prayer requests. And thank you for those that are joining online and those that are dialed in and those that have your hand up for ministry in queue. Excuse me. And also those that will be joining us later because I know I've been starting a half hour early. So sometimes, you know, it's a little bit into the program and then more people join. So... but I wanted to say this because I had this on my mind when I was scheduling creating the programs for tonight, 321, which I happened to have a caller last week who had the prefix 321 on her phone. And I mentioned Luke 321 to her, and I prayed over her accordingly, but I was for sure thinking of doing that tonight. I know the Lord is the God who goes before us, but I want to say this. The verse says this, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. That's verse 22. And a voice from heaven came which said, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus goes through this process of being honored and even baptized, the process in which we go through, right? We already know he's fully God and fully man. But in that place where he's honored on earth and rightfully so, but he's humbling himself more so than like the honor to even baptize him can't even match the honor he deserves, but he's humbling himself to receive the honor that we can offer him on earth. Okay. And then heaven meets him there and just kind of comes in like a flood. Okay. So keep that in reference to what I'm going to share in a few minutes. So what I want to do is make sure that we pray this evening, asking heaven to open as we pray. So, and we generally do pray, but I want to make sure that we get to that tonight for people to pray for whatever prayer requests that they do have for the glory of God. So John and I, let's pray. Let me pray before we go any further. So Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for heaven to open on our behalf, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for your presence. We thank you for the intimacy and the glory and that we can call you Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us. We want to lift you up and we want to honor you, Lord, in word and in deed and devotion. God, with the meditation of our hearts and minds being pleasing in your sight, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just for your glory, your residing glory, to be with us, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your name would be blessed and honored, that you would be exalted. And we dedicate this evening unto you, God, this time and this hour, unto your name and unto your glory, Father, be exalted. God, be exalted in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, so John and I went to a conference, and I'm going to add this to the notes, I think, on the show page because just so maybe it's easier for people to find. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll add it near my name so it's more clear. I don't know where I'll add it. Let me think about that for a second. However, let me go back to my story. We went to a leadership conference, excuse me, and it was like fivefold ministry. So it was very good. They had people talk in that field in which they are now serving, and then some others, you know, are rising up in that area as well. So like, yeah, so just very good. It was a blessing. Good people, good food, and a blessing to be there. And counting it fortunate to be there. And Also, my husband, you know, he's got a little ADD when it comes to classroom type of things. And my husband was very, for the most part, very engaged. And even at one point was taking notes and also like very engaged in worship on his face at times. So anyways, it's very good. It's a very good conference. And to be with some people who are, you know, closer to our age range, which makes it very comfortable, right? Kind of like when you're around your own, as they say, it just makes it very comfortable because we do go to a younger church, which they're good people and they have good hearts as well. But it's just, you know, for those of you who know, you know. So praise God for that. But anyways, I did have someone, okay, we'll talk about that later. Hold on, I'm moving my, okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so at this conference, we were, the first evening was a Thursday night, and when we were there in worship, okay, worship had just started. I was very relaxed. I had a, you know, had a lot to do to get ready, got ready, accomplished that goal. That was the first goal we accomplished. So we just got there, you know, so not everyone like comes on Thursday night. More people usually come on the next day or whatever. So we're there, okay, very, very nice, relaxing, like I said. So went up front to worship, and it was kind of, you know, they just called us all up to worship up front and to be in the spirit there. And right, I mean, I sensed that the Lord, in a moment, there was, I felt like he poured, like he took a cup and just poured something into my spirit from the top of my head and just poured into me. That's what it felt like. He just poured something into me. And then I had this vision that everyone that was there was in this, and this is important, okay? Or excuse me, I don't know if I'd call it a vision, but in my mind's eye of revelation, what I've seen, we'll say that, okay, is that the people in the room were in a large circle. They were all gathered. So my mind's eye, it worked that we were all in this big circle. And above their heads were these flames of fire. And in the center part, but there was some room from where our circle was to where Jesus was in the center, there was a big pit, like a big bonfire pit type of thing. And he was breaking sticks. He was throwing things into it. He was preparing. It was obvious to me he was preparing the bonfire. I literally could see him. He was preparing it. That was not anything. But in the center was, it was still dark, like it wasn't lit yet, or there was, it wasn't burning yet, okay? And I could see that he was preparing. And I said, Lord, what is that? And he said, what does it look like? And I did think to myself, it looks like a bonfire. I said, a bonfire? Like that, like with the question mark? And then he didn't say anything because obviously I got it right, because then he started to do his demonstration. And what he was doing was everyone that was in the circle, he started touching. It was like he was touching the top of their head, like triggering the fire God in them, trigger it, and his finger was going all over. It wasn't just linear in the circle. It was all over, like wherever he decided he was touching these heads, all over. And but the person didn't realize, they didn't realize he was touching the top of their head. Where it was coming from then, where it was being triggered, was from their belly. And then they just had this unction to bring forth the purposes of God of their life, whatever it was in that moment that they were supposed to be bringing forth, where the belly of the Lord, they were triggered by the Spirit and in their belly to bring forth again, the purposes of God. So it's through the fire of God in that moment, whatever that might be. Yes, it's probably likely going to be according to your giftedness, but certainly more so to the purposes of God. And so as they spoke, like out of their mouth came with it, not only the purposes of God, but the fire. And it was like everything was landing in the pit at different times, hitting it. The fire was hitting it and it started it, right? And then it was just like, and then he increased it. And so all these fire flames were being shot, if you will, you know, through people being triggered and their obedience and moving forward in the spirit. And the center of the bonfire was like, it just like was, it was lit and then it was flaming. And then all of a sudden it started increasing more and more and more. And then it like, it just was like, you know, combusting like in front of them. Well, so that was the vision that was the revelation in my mind's eye. And so, because Jesus was there in the center, and my estimation, it was that because it was for the Lord's glory, that he would be the center. We're all working for him. We all have these flames over our head, you know, right? We come forth, and it's for his glory and for his honor. He's at the center of it, right? And then also the other aspect to it, I don't know why I always tell this part at the end. It's just so strange, but maybe that's the way the Lord wants me to. I've told this three times, but at the end, it's always the same thing, is that he wants us. And so not only is he preparing, he was preparing this bonfire, if you will, preparing this place for the things to burn up and to burn for his glory. He was actually preparing us as well. We didn't know it. That's what the waiting process was. And when we come to him, when we come to him humbly, we're coming to him humbly, okay? And then the same things are getting burned up. The things that we're humbly yielding to him are being burnt up. And then he's receiving the glory because the Spirit of God is coming forth, you know, from us to honor him and to give him glory in the center of that. So I had this, during this time that I had this, I remember thinking, well, I'm not really feeling like sometimes I tremble. Sometimes I feel even heat myself when I see certain things, or my stomach will kind of rumble because the Spirit's like stirring something and the giftedness as that's happened. But I didn't sense any of that when I seen this revelation. And what happened was I was discussing with the Lord, like it was clearly what I seen, and I knew that I seen it. And I was saying, Lord, I mean, like, am I supposed to share this? Because the man who led it is, he's not necessarily our pastor, you know? So, and they didn't say anything at the beginning. Usually I try to honor where the authority is and not just, you know, go up there and grab a mic kind of thing. But I was wondering, like, should I tell him? And I kind of felt like the Lord was saying, like, well, what would you have done if you seen that and you were on Blog Talk? I'm like, yeah, I would say it. I would bring it forth. If that's what I seen, I would bring it forth and let it land where it needed to land, you know? Well, at any rate, I did not tell the pastor at that time. And then there were people there that we haven't met before, a lot of people as is outside of our area, but there were also people there that we did know. So anyways, this young man goes up front, and I guess he's now going to the church, and I think his name is Chad Hawley. I think that's right, correct? Hopefully I got that right. And his lovely wife, Wendy, he started talking about how he was talking about how he was experiencing the very thing that I said, and he was using almost the words. He was talking about how the fire of God came upon him, and he was giving a testimony of how he received a healing, and then how he was out in public, and he was like, the fire of God came on him, and he just kind of yelled out, "Who in here needs a healing?" Anyways, this is a huge, incredible, incredible story, okay? And so this woman, they had ended up praying for this woman, and on the sidewalk outside of this restaurant was kind of this prayer gathering thing where people were praying. And so he was talking about the fire of God coming upon him, and then the Lord told him, that was like a campfire. Now I'm going to create a bonfire. That's what the Lord told him. And so I was like, oh, like when he was talking, I was like, oh my goodness, you know? And so then, of course, I was saying to the Lord, well, like, I don't know how well this is going to fly now that that's already came forth, you know, because some people, you know, they question when you say it afterwards, which I might too. So, I mean, like, whatever. So, I was just asking the Lord, like, what do you want? I mean, like, I don't want to have to tell, you know, I don't have to go and say to justify anything or try to make a way or anything. Honestly, I was completely content and completely at peace. And when he sat down, and it just so happened when they walked in, they sat right in front of us. And so, so when he was done sharing his thing, and after thing, he sat down, and I just felt like the Lord said that I was to tell him. And so I did. I told him, and he was like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I said, when you were talking, I was like, wow, too, you know. So so that was incredible that some of the verbiage and the fire thing was like the same, you know. And at any rate, the next day, we just happened to arrive at the same time we were in the back, and pastor, who is actually the apostolic leader, came back there and said, hey, you two, you prophetess, has this prophetess given you any, shared anything with you that is whatever? And I was like, oh my goodness. So then he said, well, tell me what it is. So, and you know, I was like, way to go, apostle, way to lead the room. So anyways, I shared with him, and then, he was telling me, the apostle was telling me that it was from Revelation 8, talking about the fire and whatnot, okay? And so then later on when he was doing his teaching, because we were all leaders, I did go and share that with them there, okay? Again, the whole time I had perfect peace, very content the whole, pretty much the whole time, peace and contentment. And the Lord, you know, even some people, you know, said that was, you know, they were blessed and encouraged by the word, and someone else was even starting to almost prophesy to me, like, when I seen you up there, this and this, and, you know, saying a few things. And I said, oh, that's probably prophetic, you know. And but when they were sharing that, I was like, well, the Lord is so, I drew it back to him, you know, the Lord is so good. And, he knows how to encourage his own, and or however, you know, not trying to use false humility, but at the same time, give God the glory, right? So that was what came out of him. So anything, this other thing that Chad was sharing was this, and this is why this is significant as well, is because he was talking about, he got a text from somebody to show up somewhere where he wasn't normally planning to go. And then it ended up being where it opened a door for him to speak in that place at that gathering. Okay. They just said, okay, well, and so he was talking about in reference to when we have opportunities, as God opens the door for the opportunity and the fire of God falling and just hitting, and we're bringing it forth. So that was the other part that was interesting, of how we all have this flame above our heads, right? And as we bring it forth, as the opportunity arises with the Spirit of God, to move, and even if you feel that in your belly, to move forward and to be faithful to the customs of the Lord. That is the custom of the Lord, right? Sometimes he goes outside of natural customs, right? And that's his boldness and his presence, but we do need to trust that, and I'm talking to myself as well, and to bring those things forward, you know, and to give him honor. So I was reading today, and conclusion to this, I was reading today in 2 Chronicles. Wait, let me write these numbers down just before I open this online. So I was reading today in 2 Chronicles. See if I have it open here. But 2 Chronicles 16:14, because I was putting in and I said, you know, I wonder if there's the word bonfire in any version in scripture that has to do. So there's the ISV and NET. I'm not sure what those are. I don't know that I read them. But in 2 Chronicles 16:14, it was talking about Asa, A-S-A. He had passed, and really he ended up being, I don't know the whole story. I'm just giving the last couple of verses about how he passed. But somehow he was a little bit stubborn with the Lord as well, because he ended up getting a very severe foot disease. And it said he never called on the Lord. He only went to the physicians. So this is a good reference here, even for when praying over people, right, and encouraging people, ask for prayer, right? Okay, so he was prideful, and whatever held him back, I'd have to go back and read that whole story. I did not, but I did note that little section there. So anyways, as he passed and they buried him, it says the mourners, and in one version, like my regular New King James Version, it says they, it says that they made a great burning for him. Okay, that's what it says in the regular version, but then if you do the drawn out, I guess a little bit, or I think I'll call it drawn out, but ISV NET version, it calls it, the mourners built a massive bonfire to honor his memory. So if you search that out, this great burning, they did indeed, for an enduring word commentary, shares with us that they did do a, let me use their exact words, here we go, that such fires were customary for royal funerals. So he did have a royalty, and it was a sign. So this was not, there was no cremation done here. It says it was not for cremating the body, but it was a sign of honor. And then it gives a couple other references. So this sign of honor, right, just as I've seen that bonfire in the middle before the Lord, is a sign of honor for our Lord, okay? And I don't know if the significance from even reading this today, the 2 Chronicles 16, 14, has anything to do with, okay, because that bonfire, I'm writing this on my notes, being customary for honor at a burial, I'm wondering, but I haven't had time to pray into this, so I'm not saying so, but I'm wondering if it's any inclination of something around Easter time, because this is when we celebrate Jesus's burial and we give him honor. So I don't know if this is a trigger point. I don't know. Again, I need to pray into this a little bit more. That's my question before the Lord. That's my question of prayer before the Lord. So that's very cool. And I want to say this too. Now listen, can you hear? I know maybe Rhonda is on here. I think she is. She prayed for me last week, for those of you that were here, you know, and many of you know that do join us, that sometimes my throat feels tight, and I've referred to it sometimes as like food sensitivities, like food coloring, artificial, you know, dyes and things like that, just because I do have different food sensitivities, and sometimes it's unexpectedly, you know, appears in things unassumingly what I would think would be. Other things I know, but, and I eat it anyway sometimes. But a lot of times it's like unassumingly, oh, wait, holy mackerel. Well, she highlighted and she prayed for me regarding my throat, okay, and it being like tight, if you will, and like not constricting, but a little bit maybe. I didn't think of that word till just now, but so I thank her for that, because it gave me, and I thank you for your prayers, because I did feel something shift, and then it also gave me this awareness. it gave me an awareness of it to pay attention more, like even when I'm delivering prophetic words, what's happening to my voice, right? What's happening to my throat? What's happening to my voice in that moment when I'm feeling the Spirit of the Lord upon me, and I'm bringing it forth, or even in prayer, whatever it might be. And so when we were at this conference, I was able, someone was praying over my husband's ears, and so that was really cool, okay? And so then we kind of went back over, like that was off to the side, and then we came back over to where we were worshiping, and I remember thinking, oh, I should have had that same gentleman pray for my throat, like, pray for, tell them like what was happening, like maybe. And all of a sudden I was just thinking, I thought, well, maybe I should go back over. I should have had him pray for my throat. And so he comes walking back over and he gives my husband a word. And he said, well, I wasn't done. He goes, I've really been struggling since you left. And my husband said, well, I felt like you weren't done either, you know? And so, so he offered my husband this word and he gave it to him. And I said, you know, it's so bizarre, it was so wild, and even the grace of your timing is I was just thinking this, and then you started, and then you walked over here, and I said, I'm wondering if you'll pray for me. However, he shared earlier in the day, and the Lord put a word on my heart for him, okay? And so as I was talking to him, this was like this word just was like wanted to come out, so I said, well, let me, if I may, I said, you were sharing earlier today, and if I may, I'd like to give you a word. You know, the Lord put a word in my heart, give you, deliver a prophetic word to you, if I may. And he said, sure. And so when I was praying, man, it was just like coming forth with fervency. And then I realized, as I was done, I said, oh my goodness, I think my throat just got healed when I was prophesying to you. And so, like, we high-fived. I said, oh, my gosh, because I felt like a shift, you know. And so I said, I think I was healed prophesying to you. So then, which was super cool. And then I said, but wait, before you leave, I do want you to pray for it. Like, just pray over me, because I knew he would pray prophetically as well. So super powerful. I mean, I felt the fire of God in his hands as well. So so that's cool. And now I feel, if you guys, at first it was a little bit, but now it's not. So it's smooth. I can feel it. I can, so there's something there. So thank you, Rhonda, for instigating that, unlocking that in the spirit here and this portal of God's presence and praise. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So, so I just want to encourage you guys to, you have the fire of God over your head, tongues of fire, and when it's triggered, the Lord will trigger it. You will know in your belly, in your gut, to bring forth the purposes of God and whatever that is, you know, and whatever that looks like, whatever that opportunity is where it turns in your direction, and you're to step into it. So that's how this correlated with Chad really bringing forth the word and him demonstrating what I had even seen in the spirit. Okay, he was the demonstration and the mouthpiece and the instigator, if you were the, you know, trigger point for that word coming forth. The Lord just confirmed it for the rest of us to follow in it, even though that was even his message as well, right? But the Lord even confirmed it. So praise God for that. And may it be so, you know, wherever we go. So, and let's just try, you know, we're still growing in areas and following, right, and learning. So, and this is maybe a new way the Spirit is speaking to us, and we're stepping out in it. So be patient with yourself, and but at the same time, ask the Lord, you know, and, you know, have a conversation with him in that moment when that's happening as you and how for him to open the door for you to step into it, whether, you know, so just whatever that looks like so that you can bring that forth. And, you know, we're endeavoring to, and he's giving us success and equipping us even as we go, even as we go. So there was also, so one just last testimony here, there was a little booklet from the church, and I'm just going to write your numbers down even as I'm talking too. And what happened, a devotional, and I took that when we were on our break to go back to the, it was on the counter, the church's little counter there. And there was like a little nest, a little bird's nest with three little birds, blue eggs in there. And I remembered when we checked in, the gal at the hotel said that the next day was her birthday, which was the day that I grabbed that devotional. I just thought, hey, I'm going to look at this. I want to see who wrote it from the church and kind of see what this is about, like, because I just wanted to look at and read a couple of them and really see who wrote it. And so when we got to the church, we stopped in the little cafe area to gather up our, you know, to get some coffee pods for the room for the next day. So we were gathering our stuff. So I set all my stuff down. When I set the devotional that I picked up from the church, I set it down. It said, this, or gift for you. This is a gift for you or something like that, a gift for you. And I was like, oh, wow, the Lord wanted me to give that to the gal. She was working behind the desk knowing that that was the day of her birthday. So she was talking to someone. I waited. I told my husband, let's wait till they leave. I want to talk to that girl and pray for her, you know. So well, we went over there, and I said, here, I just got this, but I want to give it to you because I feel like this is a gift for you. I feel like it's really for you. And then I said, and she thanked, she smiled and she thanked me, you know, we chit-chat a little bit. And then I said, do you mind if, can I pray for you? And she said, yes, but there was, you know, a big, you know, COVID thing there. You know, I said, well, do you mind if we come along to the side and I just hold your, do you mind if I hold your hand and pray for you? Because I really wanted a point of contact with her because I wasn't necessarily feeling prophetic in the moment. So I prayed for her, and I prayed, you know, kind of what I seen in my mind's eye and what was on my heart, and all of heaven was rejoicing and celebrating her. And okay, so then I'd done praying, you know, just kind of like even blessing her with, you know, so this is kind of maybe like your aunt and your uncle praying over you and blessing you, you know, with a blessing from the Lord. And when I was done, she just hugged me. I mean, it was genuine and sincere, and she thanked me, and I, you know, thanked her. And I tried not to be too long because I knew there was going to be other people, lots of people from the conference actually were staying there as well. So praise God. Her name is Amanda. If you think of her, pray for her. And then I had to make sure the church's information was on that devotional. And I suppose that it was, I was told. So praise God for that. And may, you know, just may she be blessed. And I hope others blessed her as well. But anyways, praise God. Okay, let's open up our first phone line here. Let's go to 281-731. I believe this is Evelyn from Texas.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, let me pray for you, and then we'll take your prayer request, okay?
Okay.
All right, sounds good. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, let me unmute your phone line for a second. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you know, they put the logs on the fire, you know. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the logs being on the fire, the placement of the logs on the fire. You know, or even very strategic, the way that they, I'm seeing them on the fire, like almost like it would be, most people would try to get it to look this way, except maybe it wouldn't. But the, okay, so thank you, Father, Lord, just for the placement of that, Lord. We thank you for the things that you are building in the kingdom and the placement of the kingdom, Father God. We pray, Lord, the fire of God, Lord, to be on Evelyn, Father God, Lord, and the fire of God to come forth, Lord, and to give you honor, Lord, to be a place of honor for you, God, in the places in the kingdom. God, and the placement, Lord, and the things that you are building and how you're using her, Father God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we know the enemy is a deceiver, even in the prophetic, so we just pray for everyone, and specifically for Evelyn, deception, deceiving, and devising that would try to come against the prophetic or the voice of the fire of God for coming forth. We just bind that and break that off, and may that be burnt up as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Any false altars, Lord, Lord, that those would be burnt up and exposed, Lord, and just come to, like, I see false altars, and I'm not saying this is nothing to do with Evelyn, but, or I don't know if it's someone coming against you though, but I see false altars and the fire of God coming in. It's, they just turn to ash. That's what I see. It's like it crumbling and dissolving and turning to ash and being no more, and very quickly just burning up and turning to ash. So we thank you, Lord, for dissolving those and resolving that by your fire and by your blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that Evelyn would run her race, Lord, the race that is before her, that she would run that, Father God. And so we ask for a strengthening, Lord, even to her, any feeble knees, anything, Father God, any joints, Lord, anything that's, I don't know if it's out of place or out of, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for strengthening her in every way, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, and even the support of others, God, that you would strengthen that, Lord, in her place in the body of Christ to build up the kingdom of God, Lord, in the sacrifices, Lord, that she places on the altar, God. And we thank you, Lord, even for her sacrifices, Lord, her posture before you, even her tears, Lord, and her praise. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every sacrifice that's just placed on the altar, Lord. Let it burn for your glory and for your presence and for your increase, God. We thank you, Lord, for being her high priest. Lord, thank you for being her high priest that goes before her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. I would just want to comment on what you just prayed, and then I give you my prayer request. You know, I was praying, and, you know, I thought it was just me about the false altars, because a lot of times I don't want to, you know, speak against no particular church, but sometimes I just don't feel anything, you know. And I'm just praying to the Lord. In fact, I'm getting ready to go on a fast. And I'm asking God to place me exactly where he would have me to be. And I have been today, I seem like every bit of strength that had left out of me, you know, it just feel like it's just like a burnt out. Well, I'm getting ready to leave in the morning to go to Phoenix, Arizona, to a funeral. So I'm not even thinking about, you know, the funeral and anything. I just ask the Lord, you know, to use me if anyone needs to get saved or need a word from the Lord, as you know, and that was prayed over me on Sunday, you know, to use me.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is. I just feel like a burnout, you know. I don't know if that's the word for it, in the name of Jesus, but I thank you for what you prayed over me, for the strength, in the name of Jesus. So I just give the Lord glory, and I know you do hear from the Lord, you know, because you know anything about me needed strength, you know anything about false altars or anything like that. But I don't want to be nowhere where I think the presence of the Lord is not there. I don't want to, you know. So I'm seeking God, you know. I say, Lord, is it just me, you know? I'm just asking God if it's me that's not getting anything, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm going on a fast, you know, to really hear from God.
Okay. Yes.
And
I
will
definitely.
Ma'am.
Yes, honey, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have a prayer request. I'm going, like I said, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona. My sister-in-law, Carlene Clark, I'm just going, you know, to give her some encouragement, you know, and to support her.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry for that.
And you already, I was going to ask, pray for strength, but you already prayed that for me.
Okay. Praise God. Yeah, it could definitely be something spiritual. And, you know, sometimes the enemy.
Sometimes
the enemy wants to make us think it's us, but you're actually cutting through atmospheres and cutting through realms, you know, of atmospheres, you know. So it's possible. So this is a possibility, but let's pray. So, Father, we thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Father, we thank you. You know, I just even realized just now on the Luke 3:23, when Jesus was being baptized, heaven was open, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire is the word that came forth, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for just correlating those two things together, Father God. So we thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon Evelyn, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for clearing and cleansing her atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, no Leviathan, no strike back, Father, Jezebel, in Jesus' name, religious spirit, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for clearing and cutting the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you would bless her fast, bless her time with you, God, as she seeks you, God, in your presence and in your face, Lord, to know, Lord, exactly where she's to be, Father God. We thank you, Lord, as she calls upon you and waits upon you, God, and seeks you, Lord, with all of her heart and soul and mind, Lord, that you would speak to her, God, Lord, your treasures and your wisdom that she does not know, Father God. And we thank you for clarity and knowing, Lord, where she's to serve at this time and at this honor for the glory of your name, Lord. We pray for her sister-in-law and her trip to Arizona. We thank you. You know, my husband and I was remembering, we always pray, well, we've been praying since last November, when we go into an event, that we would sit with the people the Lord wants us to sit with and have the conversation the Lord wants us to have with. And so we've been watching him divinely bring about things with that. So we thank you, Lord, that even on the airplane, God, even at the funeral, God, even at the luncheons, Lord, that she would sit, Lord, that you would direct her steps by your grace. You would lead people to sit near her, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, just for her grace and her just your evangelism and warmth, Lord, to bring people into the conversation, Lord, and to be a testimony and a witness for you, God, as far as you want to take it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for fire, God, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. I really, really appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you too. You have safe travels
Amen.
As well. We'll
and
be
God,
thinking
and
praying
bless
for you.
Amen. Thank you for your prayers.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, here we go. 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg in Kentucky.
Okay. Sometimes it throws me off. Your voice is so deep. I'm expecting a female generally. And so sometimes my earbuds are like, whoa. But that's all good. It's all good. I should really star that so I can remember your number. Okay. Let me put you on mute. It's good to have you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift up Greg to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for your impartation. Thank you, Father, just for your impartation. And the Lord, like leading you and maneuvering you to walk in places that are unusual that other people cannot walk, like to have that balance and the agility, the balance and the agility to walk into places to serve him where you're really being led by the Spirit, but you're walking in places, again, with balance and agility where a lot of people would it have, they might try it, but they wouldn't be able to have the agility and the balance in order. And I don't know, I don't necessarily see the groups of people or anything else. I just see that your steps in this way. And I think it is in the body of Christ, because this water that I'm seeing is larger than, it is a body of water, so indicating the body of Christ. So we thank you for that, Father God, and even like places, it's like you enjoy it as well. And it's like even for some people it might be tricky, but again, you enjoy it in those places. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the ability and the agility to be upright with you and balance, Lord, in these places, Lord, that he serves and brings forth the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I see it being like instructional for other people, like as they watch you, because it's like fascinating because other people, but as they watch you, it's like instructional for other people, and they know that you're walking in your gift and in, you know, in a place where the Lord has skilled you with the agility and balance to do so. And so that's the end of that. But let me say this, like if you've ever learned, like sometimes I'll watch people play the piano or they wrote a song and they're just incredibly gifted or they, you know, they're just incredibly gifted and it draws you in. And it just makes, it, at the end of it, what it makes me think, and I think it does with other people as well, is that however we're gifted, when we use it to its fullness and to its extreme, it really is to show other people, like, you can do more. There's more beauty to be seen. There's more, you know, grace to be had. His majesty, his power, you know, in the fullness of it, you know, when there's that full release. And it also, and sometimes too, I think like, oh, I wish, and I'm sure other people think this too, like, oh, I wish I could play the piano or I could write music, because there's something to it we want to attach ourselves to, but we have to realize what it is it's drawing out the greatness that God has placed within each one of us, you know. So someone is being instructional, it's part of that incident, like, hey, I want to do better at what I'm doing. Like, hey, look at that skill. Like, and so some people might attach themselves to that when it's really the Lord drawing out in them their skill to be excellent in their skill as well. So praise God.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, so you, when serving the Lord, what is it that brings joy to you in the body of Christ? Like, you know, just a natural joy or enthusiasm?
Music. Last three churches I've been in, I was on the worship team.
Oh, I had no idea, and that's so weird. That's so weird that I even used a music illustration, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, play any instruments. I just sing, but I've been in bands for several years, and I've been in a couple of Christian bands, and then I've been on worship teams, so off and on since 2006.
Okay,
I think it would.
Mhm.
Somewhere around that time, but yeah, huge music lover, huge appreciator, enjoyer, participator.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So yeah, I know if my church came to me right now and said, what would you want to do most? I'd be like, put me on the worship team.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So I used to lead youth when my children were in the youth programs or help.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like the youth pastor, but I helped work with the youth
right.
whenever they were involved.
Yeah.
But I haven't since, you know, since they both graduated high school, and I mean, they're 25 and 30 now, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
wow.
music.
Well, that's cool. Very cool.
But, yeah, no. I mean, based on what you said, whatever he says, like he said, hey, this is your place. And I'm like, okay. It's your fire, light it, get it rolling.
Yeah, so, Greg, do you, I'm assuming this is probably yes, just because you're here prophetically, and you do play music, but, like, do you listen to a lot of worship music? Like, when I hear worship music, this is how I describe it, because my prophetic side is to, you know, go to be seated in heavenly places, and, like, it's like the Lord just wants to sweep me up and, like, speak to me in worship, just in worship alone. So worship and songs or music, whatever, is very, mm-hmm. it feels very fluid to me, meaning like, it's like, I'll just, my heart will take it in, and then it just like lifts me up to the spirit of the Lord. Like I can sometimes rather quickly sense the spirit moving when
yeah.
I'm in worship, you know? And so I call it fluid. That's what I mean. It's just like, because it just seems to like that, like it's
yeah yeah no
would
I mean,
you say that for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would say it specifically like that, but yeah, worship, mm-hmm. Our worship pastor, or the leader of our worship, he does a thing, he was trying to do it once a month, he's done it a few times, but he leads just a night of worship, is exactly what he calls it. It's just a night of worship, and it's at a different mm-hmm. church, not at our church, and usually small crowd, but it's nothing but worship. And I have said and told him several times, I'm like, you know, I can come to this night of worship and spend an hour or so here with this group and just, you know, not being part of the worship team or leading, just be there and absorb and soak, as they say. But I've told him a few times, I'm like, I swear there's a lot of times I get more from this worship service than I do a regular church service with preaching. Music will always, and some of the biggest impacts spiritually in my life, some of the biggest things where God's really like opened my eyes or awakened me to something or brought about big change, several of them have come through music, like a song or a group of songs or some of the, I've gotten to know, you know, quite a few singers and songwriters and worship leaders, and been blessed to, you know, get to know some of them, you know, pretty well. And
sure.
And I've written quite a bit myself, but nothing that's ever really been done anything with. But
yeah,
worship is, it hits me emotionally. It hits me.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I can, I'm not the all-time, you know, expert, most accurate detector, but man, when spirit's moving, I can feel it. I just know, I'm like, oh my gosh, the spirit is so here.
Yeah.
And those are the
yeah, we
the
all
ones
love
that. Really
that.
Just,
I think all of
oh my God.
When you're talking, I could just almost sense mm-hmm. everyone like, oh, I'm so there with you. So,
yeah,
that's really good. Yeah. So I wonder if there's something in that with you, like when you're in that moment in worship to be able, I don't know if there's something there that's instructional for, because even you saying just in worship, you've had, these moves, or you can indicate literally things of change that have happened just because of worship. To me,
uh-huh.
that feels instructional, right? Like I've gotten words where I've written them down and, you know, whatever, blogged about them or whatever. But, and in my personal time, I will intercede. I definitely know that happens, you know,
okay.
In a bigger, different way, but that I can necessarily associate it with the change? I'm like, I would have to go back and think about that. And
yeah,
like, I don't know that I've ever, even though some of the stuff I write the dates down on. So that to me, like, if there was a longer thing, I would want to know more about that. You know, so I'm wondering if that is an instructional for people, you know, that are attending a worship night, like, hey, this is what you you know. I mean, that could even be a testimony right there, even before you start, like, hey, when I enter in and the, I don't know, there's something, yeah, anyway. But I'm sure the Lord will bring that out, or it could be, you know, maybe something more people have commented to you during worship, or, you know, like just me commenting about that, to me that feels like, hey, you know, I would want to know. Like, if we, you know, we were at worship, I would say, hey, I would, tell me more about that experience, like explain that. And then I would just try to field out how the Spirit, do you see what I'm saying? How the Spirit moved and you recognized and how all that came about. Yeah. Because I don't know if I've ever heard anyone ever actually give testimony to. I mean, I've seen people get healings, deliverance, and, you know, things like that. But what you're saying, I don't know if I've heard that testimony before that I can recall. I mean, I may have, but I cannot recall it.
I'll take some healing and anything else that he wants to throw at me during a worship service. I know that it happens. I mean,
I've
never seen it. Yeah, I've never seen it personally. been you know, at a place where it happened that I know of. There's no telling how many things happened there that don't get told there. And, you know, somebody else might know that, oh my gosh, while so-and-so was at that worship service, they got a healing or they got a deliverance or, you know, they got something. And, but I just, you know, when I'm there, I mean, when I go to, and I like going to, you know, just straight worship stuff. I just, because, well, typically, certainly when it's done right, there's no agenda. You know, there's no agenda. There's no itinerary. There's nothing. And people that are leading it and leading it in the right reasons, I mean, it's just literally, they're just there. There's no song list. They just move and flow however the Spirit directs. And just being in a room where that's happening is extremely impactful, especially when they peel a song off and they're just like, oh my gosh, seriously, that song? Like, the last one I went to was, I guess, I think a week and a half ago. And I think it was a song, because I was listening to worship on the way there, obviously, to prepare, you know, my heart and just get my mind where it needed to be. And one of the songs that had hit me pretty hard while I was driving to the church, it ended up being one of the songs that they sang that night. And I was like, oh, wow. I mean, I'm sure that was not a coincidence. I mean, it had already impacted me, you know, pretty hard when I was driving in. And for then to start playing it, I'm like, okay, I probably need to dissect this song. There might be something there I need to be listening for.
Yeah.
But no, he speaks through worship as much or more than spoken or preached word.
Wow, that is cool. Now, see, that's cool. See, I think there's an ability and balance of joy that could be instructional, like if you think, because sometimes it's hard to unpack and think, because when it's happening inside of you so naturally, and then someone else goes like, wait, how are you doing that? Like, you know, how are you painting that picture? How is this happening? You know, it might take a little bit to put language to it or to literally describe it further than like, I know it's the Spirit. He moved. He did it. You know what I'm saying? We're like, yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Like,
anymore.
You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So possibly could be it, which is very, very cool. But
yeah.
I mean, that just is, yeah, very cool. Anyway, so praise God for that. Thank you for sharing. And it is nice to hear. I agree. Worship nights without an agenda other than just to worship, enter in and worship
yep.
him. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
I wish there was a weekly one that, I mean, I would go every week if somebody offered.
Mm-hmm. One of the other churches that we went to, yeah, they would do worship for a long time, really, for a really long time. And then at the end, you could go up for prayer, prophetic words and prayer at the end. So they would have the prophetic team up there. And
yeah.
So that was cool, too. Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, thank you. Do you have any prayer requests before we let you go?
Well, for lack of a better way to describe it, I have a few ping pong balls bouncing around in my brain, and I just like a lot of stuff that I've just really been talking to God about and trying to dig in and, you know, just get his answers and just make sure I'm not trying to step in my direction, my way, you know, or my will, my thoughts, whatever. I just really, 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 really want him to very clearly, you know, because I'm one of those humans that can be hard-headed at times. So I just want to say, like, can you spell it out, like, really, really slowly so I can surely understand? But, yeah, I just,
you
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he knows. I mean, that would be it. Direction, clarity, focus.
Okay. Got it. Okay, thank you. I'm going to close your phone line and pray for you. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing about worship. I didn't know that, so thank you. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. And we just all lift up correct now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, because we've all been there knowing, Lord, and contemplating, Father God, the things that are before us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that you would speak to him, Lord, with clarity, that you would even move him directionally, Father God, Lord. And as he takes a step of faith, just as Joshua did, Lord, that you would open things up to him, Father. But before that, Lord, that you would bring clarity, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his focus, Lord, and the measure of faith that he has before you, Lord, that you would speak to him, Father. And we thank you, Lord, even directionally, God. So as he takes that step of faith, Lord, that you would move in his direction. And also, Lord, that you would speak to him, Lord, if not turn to the right or to the left, God, that he would stay on that path of righteousness for your namesake. And with the purposes and the will of God in his life, Lord. And if you're just, Lord, we know we are uniquely designed by you, Father. So just uniquely speak to him your voice and your wisdom and your goodness, Lord, as he is seeking you and to honor you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the fire, God, to go before him and be upon him as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we have caller 402 214. Good evening. Is this Sharon?
Yes, honey. It's me.
How are you doing? Yes, can you hear
Fine.
Me?
Fine. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me pray for you.
Yes, please.
God bless you. Yes, let me mute you for a second and I'll come right back to you. Let's just hear a little bit of background noise. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up before your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see the Lord putting things together. I actually see like a bowl of alphabet. It's cereal. I'm not sure. So it's soup. It's cereal. So when I see the Lord putting things together, like as you're seeking and searching him, he's going to put things together. It's like not all fragmented and all about, but he was, you know, but I see you just seeking and searching and that he is going to be putting things together. Like the pieces are there, And he will put them together, you know, and the Lord says that taste and see that the Lord is good. And, you know, I was reading that verse the other day, and it just right before that, I think, is talks about as we drink milk, right? And then it says we come to know him and delight in him or his goodness and however, whatever version that was that I was reading. And then it says we taste and see and know that the Lord is good. And so you will see his goodness. So it's interesting. Oh, my gosh, it just dawned on me that in that cereal there's milk. So there's something in there that the Lord's going to – so there's something about his goodness and the milk and putting things together. But also, you know, in that you're chewing, right? You're going to chew on the things that the Lord puts together for you, which is more of a meatier word, you know. But we thank you, Lord, for the things that you're forming and shaping for Sharon, Father God, and her family, Lord. And I just love how you speak, Lord, in such the commonness, Lord, and meeting with her in the morning, Lord, and just in her time of fellowship and at the table, Father God, of your presence, Lord, to meet with her, Lord. It truly is, Lord, so precious and so good and so clever of you, Father. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's so funny. Oh, I just love God. He's so funny. No, because he speaks to me literally. I told you that.
Yeah.
I spent 45 minutes today on Amazon looking for Fruity Pebbles cereal. I told you. Isn't that funny?
That is.
For somebody. To give to someone.
Huh.
Because I haven't seen them in New York around here, so.
Yeah.
God, they're expensive, too. But I just think that's really funny that he showed you cereal.
Yeah, that is funny.
Yes. Well, it kind of reassuring because it was a gift. Like I said, it's a gift.
Yeah.
And that's what I need. Sure do need help putting things together. That's for sure. It gives me some confidence, you know.
Yeah, and I think, too, like the association of he knows what you were doing with this other cereal and
right.
You know, and in parallel, yeah, he's doing some of those same things for you, you know.
Right.
Out of
That's
his
pretty
goodness.
Cool.
Yeah. That is incredible.
See, it doesn't surprise me at all anymore. He always tells you like that for me. You know, I mean, you usually have some very profound words for me from him.
Yes, the Lord is so cool and how keen he can be. I know I've given you some words where you're like, I have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
But that's fine.
Yeah, but parts
that's
of it I
too.
Do. You know, I mean, parts of
yes.
it I do.
Yeah.
Most
but
of the
But you're
time,
right. There can be. There can be some keen insight that is very relevant and timely for you. So, and I think that's cool because it really, honestly, that encourages all of us, you know, because the Spirit of the Lord, let it be so, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your indwelling spirit and power.
Right.
Of God, according to the riches of your grace, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And then again, I wanted you to pray, continuing prayer for that friend of mine, Kevin.
Okay. Okay, let me pray for him now. Anything specific or just pray general prayer over him?
Need help with our communication.
Okay. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Kevin, Lord. We just lift him up, Lord, and we come into agreement, Lord, with Sharon, God, over their communications, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would just impart unto them, Lord, where you season their lips and their tongues, Lord, with salt and grace, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that they would even get to the heart of the matter, Lord, that you would help them, give them a keen ear to hear what the other is saying, Father God, even if they say something strange, and but their heart gets quickened with, oh, do you really mean this? Like, are you really just feeling fatigued? And do you know what I'm saying? Like, to cut through just any fluff of communication, and to get to the heart of the matter, God, and to really understand each other, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, as they gain understanding into each other, Father God, that they would just learn more and grow more, and just watch and see, Lord, what you're doing, Father God, and be able to follow you in all that you're creating and bringing forth, Father God, that is, we just thank you for that, God. I'm not saying I don't know any outcome, anything like that, but as you go and grow, I guess, you know, you will learn more, and then you will, you know, we build our confidence when we know people more, and, you know, and building trust and whatnot. So, you know, all that. But
yeah,
so thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you need to communicate to build the trust, and you need the trust to communicate. So, you know, to be able to understand.
Right.
Yeah, that was, I really appreciate that. And I wondered, if God show you anything about that?
No, just what I said. Like, that's what I was saying, is I don't see the outcome. I just see the growing and the knowing, the growing and the knowing, and then, like, you know, going and growing and then knowing, and then you'll learn more. Like, when you, the next depth or whatever is revealed, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they say, like, of course, I haven't, you know, I've been married 34 years, so my example here could be out of range of reality. But when back in the day, they would tell us to, like, try to do as many things as you could with the other person so that you could see them in a lot of different realms, like in a competitive sense.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? When they're alone, that's why you meet each other's friends, family. You know, you want to see all the diversity and all the aspects to what makes that person a person, because everyone, and even here, you know, even though we've never really met face to face, we are in each other's lives, and we're shaping and forming, and we have a type of reflection in each other's lives, you know, by the grace of God. And you know, because, right, we're imparting and we're kind of shaping and encouraging, like all of that is helping to shape, right? When we have encouragement alone, that helps shape us into the things of the Lord, you know, because it's sustaining, it's encouraging, and, you know, it brings strength to us. So anyways, even, you know, that kind of thing, like, does he know that you participate in PGN?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I usually share, like, if there's any words for him.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Praise God.
I think he even called in once and just listened.
Oh, okay.
He, you know, he's cool. Christian.
Yeah. I figured he probably was.
Yeah, but it's, he's not in, he doesn't live where I live, so the communication,
okay,
you know, is really all there is.
Yeah, so that's really
key. You know, I'm craving
answer.
Alphabet, I'm craving Alphabet cereal.
Yes, I know.
Now.
Me too. I know, and I haven't had that in so long. I think I'm going to buy it next time I go to the store.
I am. I wasn't 80. I'd walk to the store now. They might not even have it.
Okay, you
know what?
That's
so funny.
When you eat it, if you see a word in there, if something forms and shapes
that's
a word,
exactly.
I want to know. Write it
yep,
down.
That's exactly
know
what I was thinking. Because you remember how I told you that God has to spell it out for me? When you have the wording I use, that he has to spell it out for me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Too funny.
That's funny. I
He's
forgot
funny.
All about that. That is hilarious.
Yeah. It's the truth.
That's good. That's good.
That's
you know what's delightful about that, too, I just thought of is, you know, where he says laughter is like a medicine, is that his you delighting in him and enjoying that laughter, you know, I wonder if there's something healing in that for you as well, you know, like literally in the spirit. I know our souls can heal, but I wonder if there's a physical healing in that for you as well, you know.
No, I hope so.
That would
I need it. It's been really bad lately. If you want to offer it up, pray, I would. That's okay. You don't have to. I know you're busy. But it's
no,
been
it's
worse.
Okay. That's why we're here. I'm busy. I'm busy doing this, Sharon.
Okay. But that's so funny because I just thought of that with the way he spells it out for me, and he brought up alphabet soup. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that is funny. That is hilarious. That is funny. So is it just your foot
but
or your leg? Or?
What? Huh? It's my whole body. It's weird. It's,
oh, your whole body. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm stiffening up, and I can't hardly walk.
Oh,
weird.
That's not cool.
I might be lupus. Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know much about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a couple of friends that had that. So let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for sharing, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for your healing medicine of laughter, God. And we thank you, Lord. Let it be, Lord, more than a tablespoon, more than two tablespoons, Father God. We just pray, Father God, Lord, that the restoration in her body to take place, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for any area in the fabric of even her soul or of the cells and her signals to her body, Father God, are frayed or misaligned, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would put the order in, Father, that you would strengthen the areas that are frayed, like the fabric frayed. I'm not sure. I call it fabric, but I don't know what that is and physically inside. So, Lord, we thank you for strengthening those areas, Lord, and the fabric and the things that come together, Lord, to function. And, well, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your healing medicine and your healing balm and healing virtue be upon Sharon, Father God. And we just rebuke pain, Lord. We ask for ease of function. And ease of walking, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we pray in faith. We pray in the name of Jesus and the faith of God for the resurrection, divine healing to come and to take place in Sharon's entire physical body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good night. That's fun.
You too.
Fun,
you know,
fun.
I think that the frayed part, nerves look like that. You know, when you look at nerves and all the little the branches that go out, that they kind of look like that. And I definitely have been having some nerve issues. So that might have been what you were seeing. I don't know.
Well, so be it, Lord, unto her, according to your word, in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay.
Bless my
You're
thanks
welcome.
A lot. Okay.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. Okay. 828-989. Hey, good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Hi, Deborah. It is.
Hi. Okay. Jennifer from North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless
you. Thank you. And you as well.
Thank you. Okay, hold on 1 second. We lost a caller there. Let me mute your phone line. I'll come back to you. Even though you're very quiet, you're very good about that. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we just lift her up to your throne and at your altar, God. We thank you for your presence to be with her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. Something like on the right and on the left. And I don't know if there's a scripture there. I know there's many scriptures where it talks about taking his, like he outstretches his mighty right hand to us in Psalm 16. And but something about like taking his arm as well and walking and guiding. But something there was like on both sides of you, on the right and the left. And I don't know if there's a certain verse to that. Let me just check this real quick. I don't want to lose what where I'm going here. Okay, oh, there's a ton. That makes it easier. No, wait, hold on. Let me see those for a second. Okay, so he is taking your right hand. Okay, so let me go back here. So Father, we just thank you. So some type of guidance, you know, and maybe it was that. Okay, hold on. Because I'm seeing something and I have to like type it in because I don't know what that is. Sorry. Okay. I don't know what. Thank you, Lord. Stay with me. Nope. Alrighty. Hold on, let me do it this way. This is okay, so it's like that I've seen, I don't know how to say the word, ellipsis or whatever, but it's the dot, dot, dot. You know, you're writing something, you go dot, dot, dot. And so it's if it's added in the middle of the speech, it indicates a pause or admission or an unfinished thought. So there's something there like on the right. So I've seen, you know, like the presence of the Lord and his countenance, if you will, on the left side approach you, but it was more just I couldn't see that view as well. It was just more like the right shoulder approaching to walk on your left side. But then on the right side, it was more the presence of the Lord in you taking his arm. But it was like before the next thing, it was like the dot, dot, dot. And so I don't know if there's like an unfinished thought there. I don't know if you have a question for him in that, or if he's waiting, like a pause before the next step, before, you know, that he has you firmly, surrounded, if you will, covered, shielded, guided, protected, but not taking a step yet, but looping your arm in his arm, and with the preparation that he has something for you to begin to step in or to move in. But then there was that dot, dot, dot. Again, so I'm just repeating this. So if there's a question that you have, or there's a pause happening actually before he steps. So I guess if it's more on the Lord, possibly, although internally you could have something internally, but more so because it would be the Lord leading, and then there's a pause that was happening. But it's also the dot, dot, dot was like between you two, some type of, so I'm not exactly sure what that all is. Maybe you know a reference to, like, if you use that a lot, what that means to you. Like, I use those a lot when I write somebody a note, and I use it incorrectly all the time, but it is like a little thing that I do. So, so maybe it is something sort of accent that you do with your expression attached to it that has understanding. So Father, we thank you, Lord, as peculiar as that is what it is. So Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the places, Lord, that you will take Jennifer, that you will lead her in Jesus' name. And even if we go here, back over here to his right hand. Okay, hold on. Let me do arm and see if that comes up different. Yes, there's a lot fewer, but let's see. So I'm seeing here some of these verses are very similar to, like, oh my gosh, I found it. This is why the Lord wanted me to do this. Wow. I was going to say this, because a lot of times the right arm and the right hand are the same in scripture, like the same indication, because he's saying, like, take my arm and I'll lead you, or I'm going to offer you these things, right? Like in Psalm 20 or Psalm 16, as I first said. But I was saying something on the right and then the left. Okay, right? Remember me saying that? So 2 Corinthians 6:7 says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Let me open this up in 2 Corinthians. So I wouldn't have found that if I didn't put arm in there. So let me see. Okay, so the beginning of it. So 2 Corinthians 6, at the beginning of this verse, the heading says, marks of the ministry. Okay, so that's not very long, but then it talks about being holy. So that was verse 7, did I say? Yeah, verse 7 I gave you. Okay, so yeah, it just talks about, you'll have to read that. So that is kind of cool. I don't know if that's where the Lord is leading you. Leading you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So, yes. So that's a good word there. So Father, we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for how you're leading her, God, on the right and on the left, Lord, with your righteousness and with your power. God, that is so cool. So praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, what did, did you say something was on my left?
Yes. Let me just write the scripture down. Yes, I've seen like, okay, you were standing there at the altar, and then I've seen like a man dressed in a suit, if you will, but it was a worker
okay.
for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got the vision, and I just wanted to make sure I heard you, because when you were speaking, I got the vision, and he gave me revelation, like, right away. He even gave me revelation about the dot, dot, dot. So, praise God. I just wanted to make sure that, like, yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I guess I need prayer. I can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, we can pray for you.
Yeah.
How would you like?
To strengthen my heart, and that I would release any resistance, and also for my children, they both are dealing with several issues in their lives that require God's provision, both his provision and his guidance. So that's actually more important, I can, you know, time-wise. So.
Okay. Okay. So, children, for provision and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we thank you for Jennifer, Father God. We just come into agreement, Lord, with her prayer request, Father God, over her children, Lord. We thank you for them being her inheritance, Lord, and they're your inheritance, Lord, and a gift from you, Father. We thank you, Lord, as you've created them in your image, Lord, and naturally have made an investment in them, Father God, that you are still involved in their lives, Father God. So we ask, Lord, that you would bless their eyes and their ears to hear and to see and to know, God, your guidance in your hand and your direction, Lord, that they would, if they don't already, that they would fully know you for who you really are, Lord, and that nothing in this culture would make that murky or cause to dilute you in any way, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just preserving their faith, Lord, through their mother and their family bloodline, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for your great wisdom and every provision that they have need of, God, in their decision-making, Lord, that you would be with them, Lord, to grant favor, to grant grace, Lord, to grant your goodness, Lord, and your ease, Lord, even in their decision-making and their provisions, Father God, that they would know that it's you, that it's beyond their realm of skillfulness and ability, Father God, but it's your grace in it. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just watching over them as well, and powerfully shielding and protecting, Lord. And as Psalm 91 says, Lord, the angels, Lord, that they go out and propel them in the direction, Lord, and in the guidance, Father God, and according to your will and to your plan, Lord. So let that be so, Father God, and let the rejoicing take place as well, and then through that guidance and provision in Jesus' name. And we pray for Jennifer, God, that you would strengthen her heart, God, and that she would release
any resistance, Lord, that she may have, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for your word, Lord, and for her heart of faith. In Jesus' name, and we know, Lord, your word that tells us without faith it's impossible to please you, Lord. So let her know, Lord, that you are very pleased with her. And that even when she moves about in her prayers to you, God, that is in faith. And so even that, and seeking him, and asking, you know, him, and maneuvering, you know, him in his counsel, you know, it's all in faith. It's very pleasing to him, even when you pray to him, because you're maneuvering through faith, even in your prayers to him. And that is, again, very pleasing to him. In Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you. I really appreciate
you. Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. Okay, 817-691. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, how you doing? This is Leonard.
Hi, who is this? I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Leonard.
Leonard. Okay, thank you, Leonard. And what state are you in?
I am in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yes, I think I did pray for you before. That's right. I think I remember. Are you a friend of Rhonda?
Friends of who?
A friend of Rhonda?
Yes. I'm friends with Rhonda. Rhonda's a good friend of mine. She lets me know to get on the call sometimes, but I'm so busy at work sometimes, so I don't make it all the time. But yes, I am a good friend around this.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I thought the connection was. Well, thank you. Let me mute your line, and anytime you can join us, it's fine. You're more than welcome anytime. No pressure. No pressure at all. So let's pray for Leonard. Father, we thank you for Leonard, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, there's a scripture that talks about, let me see if I can find that, because talking about being the head and not the tail. So Deuteronomy 28:44, it says, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. That's not. So it's actually talking to the Israelites. If you read Deuteronomy 28, I'm pretty sure this is where he's talking about being a blessing, talking about the blessings and the curses, okay? But he's also talking about, let me see. Let me just go right to that, you know, where he is. Blessings on obedience. So if you read Deuteronomy 28, and then it goes on to talk about the curses and disobedience. So the head, you will be the head and not the tail. That's the part that I was seeing. You will be the head and not the tail. And I also see the Lord, you know, begin to use you in areas where he's asking you to step out in faith, you know, just like Moses. You know, Moses was like, the Lord's like, you know, Moses was very hesitant. And when the Lord called him and he was, you know, instructing him to do some things right at the very beginning, he was very hesitant about that. And so he was conversing with the Lord, and the Lord said, well, what do you have in your hand? And so the Lord tells us each to do that. What is it that you already have? You know, don't look at what you don't have or think about like, hey, I don't measure up because of this, or I'm not in that place yet, you know, that Rhonda's in or whatever, you know. And but use what you do have. The Lord calls us to be responsible and accountable for what we do have. And so when he says, what is in your hand, you know, take what is in your hand. So Moses, he's like saying, you already have. You have the beginning points of it. So, you know, when I instruct you and when I come to you, I want you to utilize what he's giving you and to use it to in faith, to step out with obedience in faith unto him, and then he will cause that thing to happen, right? And so he threw it down, the staff, and then it turned into a snake, and he picked it up by its tail. And so there's something there. I don't know if it's like the courage of faith and stepping out in faith, and also a form of obedience, but knowing that you have, like, right, we're all created with a measure of faith. And last week I was talking about how we are formed in Psalm 149 in the substance, and he saw our substance, which is that word used in Scripture only 12 times, but also in reference to Hebrews 11:1, that with faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? So he created us. It is a creative substance that we already have inherent, you know, within us, right? We didn't develop our faith. Our faith became alive by the Spirit of God, awakening it and blessing our eyes and ears to hear and see and know, and then having that yielded heart to receive and ask for forgiveness, right? And then coming into the fold and receiving eternal life, and him sanctifying us, and then continuing our walk with faith with what you do have. So you probably know what that is, but, you know, when the Lord said, use what is in your hand, and the Lord will do a great and mighty work with it when we give that to him. So, and then I would encourage you again to go back and read Deuteronomy is the Old Testament, but it's 28, but it also talks about blessings of obedience. The Lord, there is still a mystery in obedience and a reward in mystery, right? The Lord says, I will reward those who diligently seek me. So his heart pretty much is the same. That's the New Testament, okay? But his heart pretty much is the same, and we know when we walk in obedience, right? Because he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. And that's how he demonstrated his love for us, right? So love has a demonstration. It has an act of not only the willingness in our hearts, but a demonstration to show that love, right? So and then the word says in the New Testament that we demonstrate our love for him by keeping his commands. It literally says that. So if we say that we love him, we need to demonstrate that in such a manner that he sees that we love him, right? So, and he knows that we love him by the things that are important to him, and by his will and his way. And that's how we walk, you know, and we stay under his covering too. Obedience keeps us covered in a lot of different ways spiritually that we can't even begin to, I don't even know if we can really grasp that, but there are certain elements to that. So so your covering of obedience, again, Deuteronomy 28. And I thank you, Lord, for Leonard, Lord, and just the instilling in his faith, Lord, the substance of things hoped for, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, as he continues to walk out, that you provide, Lord, for him, Father. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for providing as he takes his steps of faith, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. Let them bring great joy, Lord, to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I appreciate that. It's funny that you say that because I am being installed as the pastor of our church on Saturday. And that Deuteronomy, which you were saying, 28, I have read that throughout the times, but not lately, but being the head and not the tail, it's just a blessing that, you know, you're really on point of what you've been saying, because the Lord is, you know, saying, take what I have, what you already have, and I'll be able to bless it. And so that's just a blessing of the Lord. That's just confirmation for me to just keep walking and doing what I already have. And so just keep trusting the Lord and step out in faith. So, yes, I do appreciate that.
Wow, that's powerful, yes, too. Especially the Moses part, but what does he put in your hand to do? And just give it to him and do it. That is so cool. And that he's called you to be the head and not the tail. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for the confirming word, God. And just the we thank you, Lord, as Leonard leads the body of Christ, Lord, and, you know, spiritually nurtures and provides for your bride, Father God. We ask for the blessings of obedience to be upon them, Lord, that you rule and reign. We also ask for the fire of God to come forth, Lord, and baptisms, Father God, in water and in fire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate it because, like I said, I'm getting ready to be installed as the pastor of our church this Saturday. And I have been actually working in that capacity ever since he passed away. And so they just confirmed me and everything as of Saturday. And so I just want to thank you for your prayers and the confirmation that the Lord is saying, step out and do exactly what I want you to do. Use what you have and everything like that and be obedient. And another thing I always said is that, you know, the Lord knows exactly what he wants us to do. And so if I make God happy, everything else will fall into place. So I do thank you for that.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, too. Thank you for sharing that. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. You know, it's funny that he says that. Hey, Rhonda, I know that you're still on, and if you're able to talk, because I know that you're at work, but if you're able to talk for just a minute, can you press 1 on your keypad? Because I don't want to just surprise you and open up your phone line if you're not able. Okay, you are. So it's funny that he says that. So let me open up your phone line because I do need to end in just a few minutes. But it's funny. Okay, so what I was going to say is that funny that you said that is that, not funny, but actually grateful that you said that, because I was just talking to someone, the man that I gave a word to at that conference over the weekend is a pastor, and I was telling him, you know, sometimes, and I see this over and over again, because the gifts are by the grace of God, I also see the grace of God. I've learned that there's a lot of grace for me to pray for leaders, especially leaders that that the Lord has called, that he's equipping or the potential. Maybe, like, I've had heard people say, like, yeah, at one time he told me that maybe I need to revisit. I was thinking about that. I need to revisit it. Where, like, the Lord is really directing them and stepping into it or encouraging them. Like, it'll just come, like, almost like water for leaders. So I'm thankful that you just even did that again. And so, and again for this other man over the weekend. So thank you for just sharing that. And I just want to say that because I know other people flow in their gifts, and just to see, like, what is the pattern of the Holy Spirit and his grace and how he seems to maneuver, you know, each person as a checkerboard, right? It's all for the King, but we're going across the checkerboard here. So, Rhonda, thank you for...
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being with us and for praying for me last week. That's specifically what I wanted to say, because it brought me an awareness. I think I had an underlying, like, back thought, like, I wonder if this, but you initiated your prayer, which I felt something. And then I was like, hey, since I'm here, they're all leaders. They're all, they're all fivefold ministry leaders at this time. It's like, someone else pray for me, you know? So I appreciate that because, I mean, I'm sure you can tell. Can you give evidence that even my voice is different this week and much clearer?
It is.
Than I've ever had been.
Yes, it's like it's different. It's like a burst of energy. And tonight, you know, last week I could tell something was going on. I know you said you had been outside and had been walking, but I know I could feel the enemy trying to attack you because I know a lot of people go through a lot of things. And I know when we call in for prayer, We also call in for encouragement, not just, you know, prayer, but also just for words of encouragement. And I could, you know, feel last week when you were, not, I ain't going to say struggling, but something was trying to, you know, trying to attack, you know, what you were doing. So I was led to pray, and that's why I prayed for you. I thank God for that because, you know, there are a lot of people that are in leadership, and they're not coming forth willingly with their voices. It's like somebody got to move them to want to do something. But, you know, you come forth every Tuesday that you're able to, if you don't have anything else going on, and just flow, you know, in the prophetic and just praying for people. And I know you bless me a lot of times. I don't even press one. I just get on and listen. Because it may be somebody else calling in with something that just, you know, can relate to what I might be dealing with. And I am grateful for you and PGN and for your ministry, period. So I just wanted to thank you for that because, like I said, there's a lot of people in leadership that are coming under attack because of them standing for the word of God and for the kingdom of God. So the enemy comes in with just different stuff. You know, and even the word says when the enemy comes in like a flood that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So I just wanted to share that because I know a lot of people, I know people are going through things, but I know when they get on and, you know, hear you praying and just words of encouragement, I know a lot of people sound a lot better when they get off the line with you than when they get on. So I just wanted to share that.
Wow, thank you. Yes, thank you so much because the Lord used you. And thank you for just having a keen ear to the Spirit to hear and then to jump on and do, you know, what the Lord called you to do because that is, you know, in reference, actually, now that I'm seeing from beginning to end, that is, you know, that was your opportunity and the fire of God was on you and you brought it forth for his purposes. You know, and for his glory. So praise God for that. Praise God for that. Okay, so I just changed the show. I didn't want to let you go, anyone go either, because I don't know if I can do it afterwards. But it says, now has my name, Deborah, and then it says fire revelation and voice of healing. So now this, now hopefully, Lord willing, it'll stay there and be marked. But 3, 2, 1, which is the open heaven, where God, he heals, he hears our, heaven is opened when we pray. So praise God. I think I can remember the date. So praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And we thank PGN and all of its ministers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then some overlap and double up. And we praise you and we thank God for you. And may the fire of God be upon you and to come forth as well for the glory and the purposes of God for such a time as this. Rhonda, do you need prayer for anything before we end?
I just wanted to thank you for praying for Sherry. I was able to get to the hospital on Saturday and pray for her and anoint her. And while I was there, they was getting ready to take her down to do a procedure where they was going to take the tracheotomy out and put another one in. But she actually opened up her eyes as I started praying for her and speaking the word of God, just scriptures over her. She opened up her eyes and, you know, she was moving them. Then she would move her mouth. And one of the nurses that was there said she was there when she was admitted, and she said she had seen some improvement. But her family have to meet with the doctors on Thursday because they're trying to, you know, make a decision because they said she may have to go into a skilled facility, you know, for, you know, recovery. But I just thank you for praying, and I just ask everybody on here to continue to pray that, you know, God will do a, I'm not going to say a speedy recovery because we don't want to rush God. We want him to restore everything inside of her. But I just want to... everyone to pray and just stand in the gap and in agreement, you know, that God will resurrect everything in her back up, you know, renew, restore. That's my prayer for her, that, you know, it'll be like a supernatural miracle that she can give a testimony to people about what she heard the doctors, because I told her I know her hearing. She might can't do a lot, but I know she can hear me because she's still conscious. So that she will be able to share that testimony of what she heard the doctor say and you know, what she heard God speaking to her, and God was able to raise her up so she can go and share her testimony with others. So just continue prayers over her.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's pray for her now. So, Father, we lift up Sherry to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray in agreement, Lord, with all of the saints, Lord, who are praying and interceding on her behalf, Lord, and are placing bowls, Lord, as incense before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you even heal out of compassion, God. So we pray for her and her family, God, and all who know, Lord, and all who care and all who love, God, and all who are a part of this, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for your healing virtues, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing her according to your word, God. We thank you for the word that came forth from Rhonda, Father God, and read over her, God, in your scriptures, God, in your living word, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that it will accomplish that in which you sent in purpose, Lord. Let it do its work, Father God, like those little fiber things of light, moving and maneuvering through her body, God, as your word comes forth, Lord, as the light of life, God, that it's maneuvering and recharging or those putting them together, like the, I don't know how, what is it called? The formatting or the, not the calculations, but the, it's like formatting, reformatting and I'm not saying restructuring, but it's not. It has to do with in some sense, numbers, but it is putting the things back together and back in orders. Like, it's like a fiber optics type thing, and they're moving through her body. And it's the light of the word and the deposit of the word, the light of life. It's moving and being activated. And so we thank you and being restorative and renewing, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the fullness of your word to come forth in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every part of her body would be activated and responsive and receiving of the word, receiving of the light, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for divine health and divine healing. We pray in faith and in faith of God that you've given, Lord, for divine healing for her, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when you were talking, I was reminded of when I was first saved, we were in a little church, and a gal was in an accident, car accident, and people from the church would go and read the word of God over her. And she it took some time, but she was fully restored. It was an incredible miracle. It was an incredible miracle. And that was the first church I ever went to when I was first saved. And that was like almost literally one of the first testimonies of like an incredible miracle coming forth, you know?
Yeah.
So the word of God is active. And it will accomplish in purpose, you know, so, and we will send it forth. So, saints, just remember when you're praying, or when you guys are visiting her to, so thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance for just doing incredible, incredible resurrection power. Lord, let there even be a turnaround, significant, Lord, places of hope. Within her, God, by Easter, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good
Thank you. You too. Sorry, cut you off a little bit there. I will have a good night. You have a good night, and with the rest of your shift as well, may the Lord bless the work of your hands and all that you put them to do, and even deposits of his presence and oil and glory in your workplace. So thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. And it's good to be with you this evening. And let's see, did I get everyone? Let's see. Yep, I got that one. Yep, I think I got everyone. Okay, so when you, you'll have to call back in to listen to Randy, and that is on the other line. Let me just give you that number. I think I messed that up last time. If I can pull it up. Excuse me.
Okay, yes, you'll need to call 319-527-6737. So that's Randy's program that starts in 30 minutes. 319-527-6737. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Shalom.